Process number one, the rampage of appreciation. When to use this process? When you want to parlay a good mood into an even better one. When you want to enhance your relationship with someone or something. When you want to deliberately maintain your current good feeling set point. When you want to maintain or even improve your current good feeling. When you want to deliberately focus upon something that's beneficial to your set point. When you're driving, walking, or standing in line and you want to do something that's creatively productive. When there's something in your line of sight that could potentially take you to a place of negative emotion and you want to maintain control of your own vibration. When your own thoughts or the words of someone you're with start off in a potentially negative direction and you want to control the direction of the subject matter. Or when you are aware that you're experiencing negative emotion and you want to change the way you feel. Current emotional set point range. This rampage of appreciation process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and number five, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, look back at the insert that was provided with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. So, let's say that you're feeling positive expectation. Since positive expectation is ranked at number four, and four falls between the number one and number five suggested current emotional set point range for the rampage of appreciation, this process would be one of the most valuable ones for you to use right now. This rampage of appreciation game can be played anywhere and at any time because it is a game that can be easily played simply by directing pleasant thoughts in your mind. If you were to write your thoughts on paper, it would enhance this process, but it is not necessary. Begin by looking around your immediate environment and gently noticing something that pleases you. Try to hold your attention on this pleasing object as you consider how wonderful, beautiful, or useful it is. And as you focus upon it longer, your positive feelings about it will increase. Now, notice your improved feeling and be appreciative of the way you feel. Then, once your good feeling is noticeably stronger than when you began, look around your environment and choose another pleasing object for your positive attention. Make it your objective to choose objects of attention that easily evoke your appreciation, for this is not a process of finding something troubling and fixing it. This is a process of practicing the higher vibrations. The longer you focus upon things that feel good to you, the easier it is for you to maintain those vibrational frequencies that feel good. And the more you maintain these good-feeling frequencies, the more the law of attraction will deliver to you other thoughts, experiences, people, and things that match your practiced vibration. Since it's your primary intention as you move through your day to find things to appreciate, you're practicing a vibration of less resistance, and you're making your connection to your own source energy stronger. Because the vibration of appreciation is the most powerful connection between the physical you and the non-physical you, this process will also put you in a position to receive even clearer guidance from your inner being. The more you practice appreciation, the less resistance you'll have in your own vibrational frequencies. And the less resistance you have, the better your life will be. Also, by practicing this rampage of appreciation, you will become accustomed to the feeling of higher vibrations, so that if you ever revert to an old pattern of conversation that causes resistance in your vibration, you'll notice it early on, before the vibration gets too strong. The more you find something to appreciate, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. The more you do it, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. The law of attraction assists with a powerful momentum of these positive thoughts and feelings until, with very little time and effort, you'll find your heart singing in your joyous alignment with who you really are. And in this wonderful feeling, vibration, where no resistance exists, you will be in an exaggerated state of allowing. You will be in the vibrational state where the things that you desire can flow easily into your experience. The better it gets, the better it gets. If your vibration is in a close enough proximity to these higher vibrations when you begin the game, and you find yourself easily and quickly soaring into the better feeling places, then continue your rampage of appreciation for as long as you have the time and for as long as it feels good. If you attempt this game and you do not feel good, if you do not feel the momentum picking up as you focus upon one happy thought after another, that is, if the process annoys you in any way, then discontinue it and choose a process with a higher number. Even if you understand nothing about the law of attraction, even if you understand nothing about your connection to your own source energy, practicing this process would cause you to practice the art of allowing without even knowing it. and all things that you have identified as objects of your desire would have to begin flowing into your experience. When you are in the mode of appreciation, there is no resistance within your vibration, and your own achievement of resistance is the only thing that ever holds you apart from anything that you desire. In the rampage of appreciation, you actually set your vibrational frequency to one of allowing what you've asked for into your experience. You've been asking in every day of your experience, and Source has answered without exception. And now, in your mode of appreciation, you're in the practice of receiving. You're now engaging in the last step of the process of creation. You are letting it in. At first, it would be a good idea to deliberately set aside 10 or 15 minutes a day to specifically do this process. After a few days of enjoying the benefit of deliberately achieving and maintaining a raised vibration, you'll find yourself doing it many times during every day, few seconds here, few seconds there, in a variety of situations, just because it feels so pleasing. For example, while standing in line at the post office, you may think, "This is a very nice building. It's great they keep it so clean. I like how friendly that postal worker is. I appreciate the way that mother is interacting with her child. That's a good-looking jacket. My day is really going well." While driving to work, you may think, "I love my car. This new freeway is wonderful. Even though it's raining, I'm making very good time. I love how reliable my vehicle is. I'm grateful for my job." You could focus more specifically on any of your objects of appreciation and find even more reasons to feel appreciation. For example, "This is a very nice building. There's so much more parking here than at the old post office. There are more counters here, and the line moves much faster than before. The big windows make this room feel much airier." Or, "Like, this new freeway is wonderful. There are no traffic lights to slow me down. I can travel so much faster than before. This drive offers such a beautiful view." Once you become oriented toward looking for things to appreciate, you'll find that your day will be filled with such things. Your thoughts and feelings of appreciation will flow from you naturally, and often, while in the midst of a genuine feeling of appreciation for someone or something, you'll feel ripples of goosebumps. Those sensations are confirming your alignment with your source. Abraham, speak to us more about the rampage of appreciation. Every time you appreciate something, every time you praise something, every time you feel good about something, you're telling the universe, "More of this, please." You need never make another verbal statement of this intent, and if you are mostly in a state of appreciation, all good things will flow to you. We're often asked, "Isn't love a better word than appreciation? Isn't love more descriptive of the non-physical energy?" And we say that love and appreciation are really the same vibration. Some use the word gratitude or a feeling of thankfulness, but all of these words are descriptive of well-being. A desire to appreciate is a very good first step, and then as you find more things that you would like to say thank you about, it quickly gains momentum. And as you want to feel appreciation, you attract something to appreciate. And as you appreciate it, then you attract something else to appreciate, until in time you are experiencing a rampage of appreciation. You cannot control how others feel. As you move through your day, you may see unhappy people who are ornery, disappointed, or in pain, and as they direct their negative emotion toward you, you may find it very difficult to feel appreciation toward them, and then you may blame yourself for not being strong enough to appreciate them in spite of their negative offerings toward you. Well, we would never suggest that you should be able to look right at something you do not want and feel good about it. Instead, look for things that cause you to feel good when you find them, and then the law of attraction will bring you more things like those. Whenever you're looking for things to appreciate, you have control of your own vibrational offering and your own point of attraction. But when you're responding to the way others seem to feel about you, you have no control. However, when you are more interested in how you feel than how they feel about you, you do have control of your experience. You do not know who ran over their dog today, or who divorced them, or who took money out of their bank account. You do not know how they're living, so you cannot understand why they react to you in the way they do, and you cannot control it. Once you've made a decision that nothing is more important than that you feel good, and you've decided that you're going to consciously look for some things to appreciate today, the object of your attention has now become the feeling of appreciation. You have now established a circuit between you and that object of appreciation that the law of attraction will begin working on immediately. So you will start seeing more things to appreciate right away. You cannot feel defensive while feeling appreciative. If you do not understand that the only thing that affects your experience is how you're flowing energy, if you think it's about chance, luck, coincidence, statistics or the law of averages. Then, when you see on the news that there's a killer on the loose, shooting wildly from his car into your neighborhood, you feel vulnerable because you think that your happiness or your well-being is dependent upon his behavior. But if your well-being is dependent upon his behavior and you cannot control him, you do not even know where he is, you cannot get enough police officers to take care of him, then your vulnerability soars. We want you to feel the value of connecting with non-physical energy, and appreciation is the easiest and fastest way. When your desire to connect with the non-physical energy is sufficient enough, you'll find dozens of ways in every hour to flow your appreciation. You have to come to remember that it makes no difference whatsoever how anybody is flowing back at you, otherwise you're going to be defensive, and you cannot be defensive and appreciative at the same time. When you concentrate on appreciating, then appreciation comes right back. But you're really not looking for appreciation to come to you. You want the feeling of it flowing through you. As you move through your day and you become aware of something that you do not want, your desire about what you do want comes into clearer focus. And now, since you've been practicing the rampage of appreciation, you can easily refocus your awareness of what you do not want into your awareness of what you do want. Now, you are the hands-on creator that you've come forth to be. Life is not about tomorrow, it's about right now. Life is about how you're currently molding the energy.